Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Can it be that half men, half beasts roam forests across the world? We've all seen a Bigfoot video before, but could it really exist? Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and this week we're exploring the wilderness in search for Bigfoot. As early as 1884, the British colonist newspaper in Victoria, Canada, published an account of a gorilla-type creature captured in the area. Other accounts, largely decreed as hoaxes, followed. Sasquatch book author John Green compiled a list of 1,340 sightings through the 19th and 20th centuries. But the modern Bigfoot or Sasquatch myth gained new life in the late 1950s. Around 60 years ago, in 1958, Bigfoot took his first big step into the public eye, confusing thousands and becoming a media sensation. A headline in the Humboldt Times, a small California newspaper, announced, "Giant footprints puzzle residents." Here, a road construction crew in the area had discovered huge human-like footprints that were a massive 16 inches long. This paper gave the creature its famous nickname, Bigfoot, and the beast has been stomping about our minds ever since. Sadly, these tracks were found to be a prank planted near Bluff Creek in Northern California by a man named Ray Wallace, but he didn't admit to this prank until just before he died in 2002. Paleontologist Darren Naish has observed, quote, "Interest in the existence of the creature is at an all-time high, even though there's nothing even close to compelling as goes the evidence." One of the most recent sightings in June 2018 from a woman in Florida reported that she saw a creature that looked like a large pile of soggy grass. Stories with creatures like Bigfoot have been told for hundreds of years, and in fact, the Sasquatch was part of Native American folklore before Europeans arrived on the continent. In the past 50 years alone, there have been thousands of reported Bigfoot sightings in the USA and Canada, and people have reported seeing a similar creature in the Himalayas. However, although there have been sightings, nobody has yet unearthed bones or other conclusive proof of the giant primate. Today, Bigfoot seems to be everywhere. You can find him in children's films like Smallfoot, television shows like Finding Bigfoot, which after 11 seasons are yet to promise us the title of the show. The Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization lists at the very least one report from every state in America, apart from Hawaii, over the last 20 years. Evidence in the database includes Bigfoot scat, nests, and noises. People describe Bigfoots, Yetis, and similar creatures as large primates, like a cross between a gorilla and a human. And stories of these creatures go back hundreds of years and span many cultures. In Native America tribes, they were called Windigo, Omar, Rugaroo, and Box. In Asia, the Yeti, or abominable snowman, is said to inhabit and protect the Himalayan mountains. Sightings of the Sasquatch vary a great deal, but there are several details that pop up over and over again. Eyewitnesses describe a very tall primate ranging from 7 to 15 feet that walks on two legs. It has a loping gait and is generally covered in long reddish-brown fur and has a face that is a cross between a gorilla and a human being. In some accounts, the animal makes strange grunting, gurgling, or growling noises, and although many say they haven't seen the creature, they have heard bizarre noises in the woods that were nothing like the sounds made of any known animal. In the Himalayas, people report hearing it more than seeing it. People who have seen the creature report that they were not afraid, and they were sure the Sasquatch meant no harm and was a shy, benign animal. In the folklore of many Native American tribes, as well as the indigenous people of the Himalayas, in many reports, people say Bigfoot observed them from a distance. And some have said they've seen Sasquatches communicating with each other. But most stories describe a single Sasquatch wandering through the woods alone. When we think of Bigfoot, we can't help but think of the short video from 1967 by Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin, who captured a few seconds of a hairy creature on two legs walking by the same Bluff Creek. Skeptics say that this is a man in a costume, whereas believers argue that the creature's movements and body proportions cannot possibly be human. This debate has gone on for a century, with our own friend of the show, Benjamin Radford, raising questions such as, how is it that the evidence has not gotten any better despite the exponential increase in the quantity and quality of cameras? Well, I remember seeing this footage for the very first time and absolutely loving it. Now, if you haven't seen this footage, where have you been? You need to get on YouTube and go and have a look at it right now, obviously after you've listened to the podcast. Now, I so desperately wanted there to be a mysterious creature that lived detached from us, living secretly in the mountains and woods. What was it? Was it dangerous to humans? Was it a mutant living free and alone in the wilds? I had so many questions, and I watched that footage over and over and over again, trying to see if it was indeed a man in a hairy monkey suit. I thought the footage looked so real, and in those days, when the film was taken, remember this, prosthetic makeup and wardrobe for film wasn't perfect then. The animal does look real, not faked at all. If that's a monkey suit and prosthetic makeup, it's bloody good for its time, I can tell you. So I reserve judgment on that particular footage. But I hope with all my heart that it's real. Wouldn't that just be marvellous? I know there are already many people, scientists and film crews, that have gone in search of Bigfoot, but I have to tell you, I would be jigging with excitement if I got the opportunity to go in search of him myself. As with ghosts, not all these people around the world are making up these stories, and I'm betting the majority of them are telling the truth. So, what is it they're seeing? It's like aliens. Do we honestly believe that we're the only living beings in this solar system? Well, I definitely believe that we are not alone. And I certainly believe, and I know you know, and because you've heard me talk about this so many times, that there are creatures out there, as well as aliens, living on our planet and around our planet that we haven't a clue about, or indeed what they are. Every day, deep in our oceans, scientists are discovering new species of marine life, creatures that defy belief. I mean, how many times have you watched footage, particularly on YouTube or on Instagram, social media, where they found a new creature that lives, oh gosh, thousands and thousands and thousands of feet below in our oceans. And we go, what the hell is that? They're so spooky and weird looking. So why is it so impossible to believe that there isn't a Bigfoot out there? I wonder if they live deep in a cave system, and I bet you they do. What an adventure to go down into some dark ancient caves in search of the Yeti, Sasquatch, or Bigfoot. Fingers crossed, maybe one day. Now, some people see these crypto hominids as symbols of pure freedom, living by instinct and foiling every effort to pin them down. To search for Bigfoot in the forest is to taste that freedom. On the trail, you become extra attuned to nature, the smell of scat, the sounds of breaking branches, the curious impressions in the dirt. As long as there are wild places in America, Canada, and of course the Himalayas, Bigfoot remains a possibility that, to its most ardent proponents, cannot be disproved. The hunt for Bigfoot emulates an earlier mode of discovery when new knowledge was not the product of advanced degrees and expensive machinery, but rather curiosity, bravery, patience, and survival. In the 19th century, the American landscape revealed its majesties to ordinary settlers pushing westward into territory unmapped by Europeans. To track Bigfoot today is to channel that frontier spirit, as well as to appropriate Native American traditions. Some people claim to have heard Bigfoot shrieks, howls, growls, screams, or other vocalizations. The creatures are also associated with other noises, such as wood knocking, according to Scientific American. Strange noise recordings associated with Bigfoot occasionally attract media attention, but the noises can often be attributed to known animals such as foxes or coyotes. Experts can't always identify the exact animal in strange recordings that cryptozoologists, people who search for creatures, rumoured to exist, point to as Bigfoot evidence. And in 2019, for example, a YouTube video of mysterious howls and screams in a forest in northwestern Ontario, Canada, went viral, driving Bigfoot speculation. Yolanta Kowalski, Ontario's Ministry of Resources and Forestry Media Relations Officer, told Vice News at the time, "Our biologists say it could be a larger mammal, for example, a wolf, but because it's a considerable distance from the recorder, there is no way to know for sure." The late anthropologist Grover Krantz investigated sound recordings claimed to be a Bigfoot for his book, Big Footprints, a scientific inquiry into the reality of Sasquatch, and it's published by Johnson Books in 1992. He listened to at least 10 tapes and found no compelling reason to believe that any of them are what the recorders claim them to be, Live Science previously reported. When alleged Bigfoot samples are subject to vigorous scientific analysis, they typically turn out to be from ordinary sources. For example, in 2014, a team of researchers led by the late geneticist Brian Sykes from the University of Oxford in England conducted genetic analysis on 36 hair samples claimed to belong to Bigfoot or the Yeti. Almost all of the hairs turned out to be from known animals such as cows, raccoons, deer, and humans. However, two of the samples closely matched an extinct Paleolithic polar bear, Live Science previously reported. These samples may have come from an unknown bear species or a hybrid of modern bears, but they were from a bear, not a primate. Now, going back to the sounds, I've listened to a few of these sounds on social media, and I can tell you they sent a shiver through my body. They were guttural growls. I don't think they were animal to me. They didn't sound animal. I'd love to know what you think. Have a listen. They're out there, and I really believe that they are not an animal we know or understand of yet. But because I believe in Bigfoot and other similar creatures, I know that one day someone will discover a sample of hair, a tooth, perhaps skin. And through that analysis, scientists will conclude that there is a creature out there and it will amaze us all. And I would hope that once we have discovered this creature, that we study it and its habitat and then leave well alone. But sadly, knowing humans, we won't. We'll hunt it down and kill it. So in a way, although the idea of going on a search for Bigfoot sounds like a fantastic adventure where I'd get incredibly excited, maybe we should just leave him alone and keep him safe in our imaginations.
ultimate podcast for Married at First Sight fans is here. This is Recapped at First Sight.
The new podcast keeping you up to date on all the love, fallouts, drama and secrets as the Married at First Sight UK bride and grooms try to make happy couples.
And we're your happy couple right here, in a professional sense, of course. Join me, Kat Shube.
And me, former Maths UK groom Bob Voisey, every morning after you've watched the latest episode on TV.
Plus, we'll have some special guests along the way enjoying our very own wedding breakfast.
You booked the caterers, right?
About that. Recapped at First Sight. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, this week our story comes from Matthew, who had a strange paranormal experience as a child in the 1990s.
Hi Yvette. I'd like to take this opportunity just to tell you about a ghost story of mine and something that happened to me when I was a child and still happens to me to this day. Back in the 90s when I was born in 1992. I have a brother who was born in 1991 and my younger brother who was born in 1993. And we were born in Wales, and when we were all born, we stayed in the spare bedroom. And when my brother was a baby, and when he was able to actually start talking, he said he was crying in the middle of the night because he could saw a very, very tall black shadow man staring right at him. And when I was born, I was put into that room and the same thing happened to me. I was crying about the fact that I could see a very tall shadow man looking at me. And same thing happened then with my younger brother as soon as he was able to talk. And my parents got extremely unnerved. They were very, very nervous. They were scared. And it got to the point where it got so bad that they had to have a priest out to bless the house. I'm unsure if anything else happened after that in the house that we lived in. The street we were living on, the whole street was getting demolished to build brand new builds, so we moved. Into the same house that looked exactly the same as mine beforehand. And near enough to start of day one, my younger brother, he said he woke up one night to see a man staring at the window. And he turned to my brother and apparently he said, "I hope you don't end up like me." And then he turned away and all my younger brother can remember is the fact he had a hole in the side of his head. My older brother Luke, I can't remember if he's seen anything since. But when I very first started ghost hunting, you were most haunted of the reason I started ghost hunting, I should say. Ever since I started ghost hunting, I've had permission of building owners to go there, and that team was called Ghost Hunt With Us. There were times where I'd be home on my own, and something would happen. And it's even bad to the point that it's been that extreme that we've heard walking on the roof. And I mean heavy, heavy walking, heavy footsteps. I remember this one incident where I was in my bedroom, my younger brother was downstairs and my father, and the next thing to happen was my little brother's TV that was on his little table in his bedroom flew off for no apparent reason. It was stood upright, there was nothing in front of it, there wasn't a draft, it wasn't near any curtains, it was right against the wall, and it just flew off. And I've been moved out of my father's house now for about 4 years, and I'm now living with my partner. And ever since I have moved from that house, nothing has happened there. It's all happening now here where I am. And as I said, it got so bad in my father's house. There'd be water appearing on bed sheets from coming out of nowhere. There were footsteps, things would go missing, and they'd turn up weeks later in the most obvious place. We know we'd look before, but they would be there. And up here, we have heard footsteps coming up the landing. Even last night, I was laying in bed, I was trying to sleep, and I could hear humming, a man humming in the room with me. I remember I was getting ready to go to bed about a year ago. I got undressed, I sat on the bed, I was going to take my trousers off, and the next thing I hear this almighty growl right in front of my face. I thought it was just me, so I just dismissed it, but my partner turned to me and said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing." And he said, "Did you hear a growl?" I said, "Yes, I did." And that freaked me out. We decided to do a Ouija board here, and we were asking if there was anyone there, do you have a message for us? And we could hear walking from the room above us, where I am right now, actually. And next thing we knew, the door was closed, so we could do the Ouija board. We didn't want any interruptions of noise or so on. And the door handle was very slowly starting to go up and down, up and down, up and down, as if someone was trying to get in. And as far as I'm aware, ever since I've moved, nothing has happened to my parents paranormally, nothing has happened to my brothers paranormally. And my partner has said, ever since I've moved up here, this is when the paranormal stuff has started to happen, ever since I've been around. So my question is, do you think it's possible for spirits to follow a particular person? Probably because they believe in the paranormal, the spirits probably see they're more susceptible to it. But that's my paranormal story. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for sharing your story with me. Well, Matthew, I do believe that spirits can follow you. I think you are open to help them. And I think that whatever has followed you is asking for help. Now, my suggestion for you is, firstly, don't do a Ouija board in your house again, please. As I feel, as I've just said, you, Matthew, have opened yourself up. And I think if you've listened to a previous podcast of mine, you've done exactly what I did. And a lot of people do it. They don't mean to do it. It's just your absolute fascination with the paranormal and your researching it, you're going on ghost hunts, you're, you know, looking into the paranormal, doing Ouija boards and so on. And I just want you to just stop for a minute, and I want you to do some meditation and concentrate purely on protection for yourself and for your home. And I want you to think about white light. Now, you can find plenty of these meditations on the internet, and most of them are really, really good. So look out for meditation for protection, okay? Now, I don't think that the spirit that has followed you means you any harm. I think they're just wanting our attention so you can help them. Even the growl can just be attention seeking. Now, if they meant you any harm, trust me, you'd know about it by now. Also, I strongly suggest you do a blessing. Now, what you need to do with this is walk around your house speaking very, very clearly and calmly, telling the spirit to leave and to go with your love and your blessing. Now, here is one that I've written specially for you. I bless this house, my house, with love, with the brightest white light and soulful peace. May you who have entered be set free. I wish you nothing but love and happiness, for it is time for you, my friend, to depart this space. I release you with my love and blessing. No more must you walk my home. You must go now. It's time to depart to the light. Please don't be afraid. I send you onwards with all my heart and purest love. May God bless you and keep you. Obviously, depending on your beliefs, you don't have to put the may God bless you in at the end, but that's your choice. Please let me know how you get on, Matthew. And, you know, if it doesn't work and you're still worried, please get in touch again. I'm sending you a big hug across the airwaves. Get in touch yourselves with any paranormal stories that you have. I do love listening to them. And if you have had a paranormal or unexplained experience, please let me know. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and a huge thanks to all our lovely listeners for sharing their visitation stories. You can get in touch and share your own stories at this address. It's contact@paranormalpod.co.uk, or we are on WhatsApp. Please leave me your story and your voice note on this number, 075-999-27537. We are on Instagram and the handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and we will be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week, a positive week, a blessed week, and stay safe. And remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.